Before we get going, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness to us, your love, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the salvation that you give us. Lord Jesus, that you loved us so much that you came here to earth and you lived that perfect life that we couldn't and that we can't. And you died for us on the cross to offer us forgiveness over sin. And on the third day, you arose from the grave to give all who believe eternal life. I pray if anyone's listening today that's never received your life, Lord Jesus, your forgiveness, your salvation, that today will be their day that they call out to you, Lord, and start following you. Lord, it's been a tough year. You know that, God. You've heard all the prayers. And God, you've seen the suffering. But God, in it all and through it all, you have done amazing things. And I praise you for that, Lord. And God, I just want to lift people up to you, Lord, who are still going through tough times, who have gone through tough times this year, Lord. Lord, that you would bring healing to them, that you would bring provision that they need to them, Father God, that you'd bring them the hope that can only be found in you. Father, just watch over each one. Lord, we praise you and we love you, and it's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
This is for the busted hearts. This is for the question marks. This is for the outcast soul, lost control, no one knows.
Since the pandemic has started, we've really seen miracles take place. We have seen salvations, healings, provision. And that's why this can be the best year ever. And that's mainly from a spiritual standpoint, because I'm not downplaying the physical struggles that are going out there, because that's real and that's heartbreaking.
Sing it for the conquering bag. Sing it for the broken past. Sing it for the just found out. Life is now upside down.
We have met so many people, many of them in tears, tears of joy saying, thank you. I didn't know what I was going to eat tonight. I didn't know what I was going to serve my children tonight. Thank you for doing what you do. We've met people who said, look, there's no food in this house. So thank you for bringing us food. And not only homes, but there's also three children homes that God has opened up for us to help. And so these children are getting fresh produce. And it's an awesome blessing to those ministries as well, because their budgets had been cut and really struggling for food for the children. And so praise God.
If you're looking for hope tonight, raise your hand.
We have seen economies crash here and throughout the world. We have seen science and the medical community just confused over this virus. And I just can't say thank you enough to our medical professionals. We have seen governments fail. We've just seen one collapse after another. But we've also seen a lot of good things come through. We've seen resiliency, where America takes pride in resiliency, and we are a resilient people. In addition to the pandemic, we have had just the social unrest, really unlike I've seen in my lifetime. And I'm 53. It's been a very, very crazy, tough, hard year.
If you feel alone and don't understand, if you find the fight in life, then stand. We're gonna make it through this hand in hand. And if we fall, we will fall together. Together.
I mentioned 160 plus decisions for Jesus that we've witnessed this year. That's what it's all about. That's why we do what we do, because we want to see people come to Jesus. And we've seen people just call out to Jesus. We've just showed up at some places and just chatting with people and making an offer to pray for them. And without us saying anything else, but hey, what can I pray with you about? People start saying, I need Jesus. I need deliverance from addiction. And we've just seen God moving lives so beautifully. There's a woman at a local motel. She had been homeless, and she had been addicted to drugs. But she was at this hotel, and we were talking with her, and we asked her if we could pray with her. And she was one of the ones who said, I want to get saved. I've been addicted. I've been clean for a few days, but that temptation's there. I want to get saved. I want Jesus in my life. And so we prayed with her right there, and she surrendered her life to Jesus, and as tears streamed down her face, and it really was from the heart, like Romans chapter 10, verse 9 tells us that if we confess Jesus as Lord, and if we believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. And that's what was happening with her. She was just so thankful to God, how God's moving in her life. And it's because she made that decision to give her life to Jesus, and she's born again, and she's seeing God move in her life.
This is for the second chance. This is for the new romance. Singing for the left in vain overcame. It's not too late.
Seen things like that happen. We've been seeing homeless come off the streets during this pandemic, and it's just been amazing, because when people think of a pandemic, they don't think about things like that happening. But with God, anything is possible. With God, his economy is never broken. God can provide. God can move. When churches closed down, the buildings were, but there were ministries going on outside of the building. And that's what it's all about anyway. God wants us outside the building, outside where the people are, reaching them. And I've seen that taking place. We all have been seeing that take place. For example, I know there's been prayer drives around the circle that churches have been involved with. But what I've also seen is people gathering in small groups more of a house church situation, if you will. And that's what the first church did. When we read the book of Acts, those were house churches that were gathering and listening to the teachings and fellowshipping together and helping one another. And so that's all been very encouraging. More people are turning to the Lord. I've seen God's provision. In 20 years, we've seen a lot of God providing for all kind of different needs. And this year has just been totally incredible, totally awesome. He has taken our food ministry and just expanded it beyond what we had imagined. When the year started, we were helping around 4,000 or so people a month with food. Now we're helping 12,000 plus a month with food. And he's provided for that. And that's what's just so amazing. We have had so much food donated. So we've been able to feed people, serve them food, hot meals, more than ever before, and take it out on the streets, take it out to apartments, to trailer parks, and housing areas where people are struggling and in need of food. And God keeps providing. But we can look at 2020 two ways. We can look at it as when something happens, the saying now is, oh, it's 2020. You know, it's a legitimate way to look at it, as it just seems one thing after another keeps happening this year. Or we can look at it this way. Something's happening. What is God going to do through this situation? What does God want me to do? And what does he want to do through me in this situation? I've been so encouraged through these past 7 months because I've seen people in the body of Christ really step up and respond to needs.
We rise.
together with our differences. Together we are bolder, braver, stronger.